You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. What?
Go ahead.
You oh, nah. It's me, Will, your host, me, Will, with Wally and...
Ray Jeezy.
A guest. We have a guest today. Ray. How you doing, Ray?
What's up, you, your host? Hold time out.
Yeah.
Will, the host? No, we're... Look, we're all hosts, all right?
Who read the intro?
You read the intro, but we're all
hosts.
So
I'm hosting.
All right,
it's
host,
my
bro.
Show, and I'm doing this thing the way I want to do it.
Tell them about this. Tell them about the podcast description, and also then tell them. Then you're gonna say,
"I'm let's hosting, get into so it. I don't want to do all of that. We doing it different today."
All right, hosted. Go
yes,
ahead, host.
I'm hosted. All right. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us and comment. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page.
That was amazing, bro. Good job, man.
I'm the host.
Because know why you did a great job? Because you're dark skinned. And dark skinned folks stick together.
We do.
Yeah. Say something, light skinned dude. Say something.
All right. I'm just saying, I'm at a loss at this point.
But how you been, Ray? We haven't talked to you in a while, man. How's life?
Oh, everything is fine. I'm glad you got over turf toe and whatever other injuries you had. You know, you was out 3 to 4. You know what I'm saying? You steadily injured, but it's okay. Darius Geis, he can call you for advice and see how to manage injury.
That's absolutely right.
I'm crazy.
All right, let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Skins' upcoming game against the New Orleans Saints. Then Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us to talk about the game and the Skins being first place in the NFC East. And finally, in our listeners segment, that's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Say. Well, we'll talk about the Saints game, some of the keys to a Redskin victory, and also the secret weapon, Josh Dotson. But first, I hate you. But first, Monday night, the Redskins will take on the 3-1 New Orleans Saints. Last Sunday, the Saints running back Alvin Kamara ran for 134 yards with three touchdowns. He also had 47 yards receiving. Can this team contain him?
In a word, no.
No, he a monster. He a monster.
Then they get Mark Ingram back also.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So it's, you know, I'm not going to say thunder and lightning, but it's two running backs with contrast.
TJ Duncan work done, baby.
Atlanta's
the original thunder and lightning.
No, I mean, it's two running backs with similar skill sets, but the way that the Saints deployed them in different ways and different packages, it's going to create matchup problems with your linebackers, in my opinion. My humble opinion.
That is a great point based on the linebacking core. However, one of the advantages Washington has is Josh Norman. Josh Norman has been playing against this offense and Sean Payton for quite some time, going back to his Carolina days. And I believe he's helpful and beneficial in preparation. Alvin Kamara, yes, you want to contain him, but you know what you're getting into when you play against the New Orleans Saints, which is part of the points I'll make, I guess, as we talk about what the keys to victory will be for Washington.
Josh Norman's going to have his hands full with Michael Thomas.
Yeah, Michael Thomas is a monster, too.
He's having a good year to start.
No, yeah. So, like, I think the Redskins should play Josh Harvey Clemens and Zach Vigil. We've seen, in terms of coverage, Mason Foster against Kamara in that matchup. That's not a favorable matchup. You're better off having, like, probably Josh Harvey Clemens, a guy that you pretty much have trained to play that nickel inside linebacker position. So that's a guy that I think that should get more playing time in this game. I would like to see Zach Brown in combination with Zach Brown and Harvey Clemens. And if you want to put in Vigil, because Vigil is a better cover inside linebacker than both of them. If you want to mix in Josh Vigil with the Brown, that would work out for me too. But I don't think that you can have an isolated situation with somebody like even Zach Brown or even Mason Foster on Kamara. That's a problem.
See, the problem is you need Zach Brown and you definitely need Mason Foster in the run game against the run game. And
he needs Zach Brown.
Depending on what the package is, Mason Foster's been good, in my opinion, this to start the season as far as wrapping up, tackling, getting in the backfield. I have seen nothing to complain about.
I mean, I've seen issues.
You don't like Mason
Foster. No, seriously.
Sideline to sideline speed is not the greatest.
But you're playing a New Orleans Saints team that's going to spread you out, right?
Okay, so you do.
You can't take the risk of playing a Mason Foster.
I agree.
Well, in all those downs, it's not about, you know. I think if you're playing somebody like the Dallas Cowboys, I agree with you. Then Mason Foster, you need him in the game. But when you're playing a team like the New Orleans Saints that like to spread you out, and with Kamara in the backfield, I think you're better off going with, say, a Vigil in the game or a Josh Harvey Clemens. Because, again, those are guys that you feel comfortable covering, you know, that one's best receiver running back.
Yeah.
Dead silence.
The reason is because this is the lone Redskin fan here on set. And you can hear the passion in his voice. Will is kind of like, whatever.
I know. That's Will is always like, whatever.
The New Orleans Saints is a team, obviously, that as an Atlanta Falcons fan, I view a certain way. Yeah, but at the same time, you got to respect what they do. Mm. The only issue is they're ranked 24th in defense.
So, yeah, but it actually.
Look at someone doing some show prep.
They're 24th in defense. Which is a little misleading, because against the run, they have the best run defense.
Total defense, yes, they rank 24th, maybe it's a little deceptive, but they give up 30 points a game.
No, I think you can score on them throwing, passing the ball. They have one of the worst passing defenses in the NFL. But when you're looking at what a formula for the Washington Redskins need to do to win this game, you would say, right, run Adrian Peterson. Well, he has to be effective. You don't want to, like, say lean on the passing game, because within the two victories that the Washington Redskins have had, they've been successful running the football.
Go ahead.
No, obviously, like we alluded to last week during our conversation about this team is dependent on the performance of Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. He's kind of the barometer of the success of this team. So you're going to have to come out and be able to run the ball. Mm-hmm. Then you're also going to have to – look, we've seen the New Orleans Saints. You can take shots deep down the field against their secondary. Mm-hmm. But the question is, will Alex Smith push the ball down the field? He'll be playing in a dome, so he won't have the outside conditions to deal with. He'll be in a comfortable, you know, from a temperature or climate standpoint, a comfortable setting. Mm-hmm. It's will he push the ball down the field, and will Washington's defense be able to match up against all of the New Orleans Saints' skill players?
Alex Smith has no problem taking shots.
Yeah.
And he's made some good throws this season in coverage. The Colts game, actually, he didn't get protected well, but he threw some good balls downfield. It's just he had a few drops. Mm-hmm. And then there was no rhythm in the run game. Remember, Adrian Peterson was limited to maybe 11 carries against the Colts.
11 yeah. for 20 yards.
Right. So that's why I think he struggled in that one game. But overall, I expect him to take shots. And if he doesn't, to me, that comes down to coaching.
No, I agree. I think, and you mentioned the passing game last year, you know, Lex Diamonds would call this dude the secret weapon. He would call him the secret weapon. Josh Dotson had his probably one of his better games last season against the Saints, having 4 catches for 81 yards. Couldn't this be the game that he breaks out?
No, man, no breakouts happening for homeboy, man. If he catches a touchdown, you can consider that a breakout. Some people will, but at this point,
if he catches more than 5 passes, that's a breakout.
At this point, he's not a number one. Jordan Reed is your number one guy. Mm-hmm. This is what has been established. And Josh Dotson is just a bonus because he's so athletic and he can get downfield. The issue is he just doesn't seem motivated, in my opinion. But those who are closer to the team, I only had the brief experience of covering during the summer, may have different explanations. But at this point, It just seems like I just question
Will work ethic. Something.
Will got to say.
I have
Will.
No idea. Well, no, but
I don't have nothing to say. Look, why did you feel the need to lob that out the time you were around the team during the summer?
No, because if you listen to the DC radio in general, you hear some things about Josh Dotson.
Oh, they hate him. They hate him.
You know what I'm saying?
They hate him.
People who are close. Remember when we first got to training camp, everybody would say, man, if you were here, you would have saw. He faked that injury.
Yeah.
I mean, they cover him on a regular basis. I don't. And maybe they see something that I'm not seeing. I just question his work after they question his toughness.
See, I think that he has the potential, the skill set to be a top end wide receiver. to, like you said, Ray, it's all about want. You got the heart. You had the heart to want to obtain it. But when I look at this game, in this game we mentioned earlier, I said that the Saints have the 30th worst pass defense. This is an opportunity for Josh Dotson to break out. This, as long as he's not going against Lattimore, he has an opportunity to put up big numbers. This team has been gashed by many teams during this season, the Saints defense. So when I'm looking at Josh Dotson, if he can't perform against PJ Williams or Ken Crawley, then maybe he's not ready to, you know, to be even starting for the Washington Redskins. But I expect him to break out in this game because I have no respect for the Saints secondary.
And you shouldn't. The Saints do play better at home at times. They feed off that crowd. I will say that. Mm-hmm. They get pressure on the quarterback. So you have
to get pressure on the quarterback.
Offensive line has to play well. Limit your penalties. And you got to play all four quarters, obviously.
Mm-hmm. No, I do. I agree that definitely their front four, they love to harass the quarterback. That's their thing.
On the flip side, though, guess who's number one in total defense?
Who?
The Washington Redskins.
Not anymore.
Now, I know they had a bye week. They are right now.
Not anymore. They're three.
Because of
the bye week.
No, not what I just checked the stats. They're not.
Look at you guys. Number show
they are still number. They are still number one in total defense.
Check it out during the break.
Will T will be the arbitrary one. He'll check it out. I could be wrong. I'm not stressing about it. But
they're third. I believe they're third. They're not.
Check it, Will. Check it, Will.
They're third. I'll check it during the break.
But on Facebook. In the Redskins Nation Facebook Club, Football Club on Facebook, I posed the same exact question about Josh Dotson. Julie Sanchez said, I'm disappointed with him. He should already be putting stats in his book. He's a bust.
Raymond was right.
Total defense?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you. I'll check out. I don't believe that.
My man, Triple G over here. Can't take his loss.
I'm looking at total yards leaders.
Look at NFL.com, not ESPN.
I'm just going off. Yeah, what's
nah,
net,
you can't pick the sources, bro.
I'm
he checked
you.
It. I'm going to And it's two of
Go ahead,
because you don't like ESPN. We already know that. If I say somebody has a QBR, ESPN ain't real.
All right, hold on.
Dan, I got the real quarterback rating.
I'm going to look at it after the break. Watch. Dan said every week somebody asked the same question about Josh Dotson. Will this be his breakout game? The answer always ends up being no. He may have a few catches and may even catch a touchdown, but the next week he'll go back to ghost and be a non-factor.
It's a consistency thing. Mm-hmm. It's just a consistency thing.
Yeah, I mean, everybody wants him to be, you know, you want him to be like the A.J. Green or Julio Jones in ATL. You want him to be that type of wide receiver, but right now he hasn't. But he does need to step up. Like, he needs to step up, and hopefully he does.
I mean, hope. But,
spring's eternal, right?
Yeah, spring's eternal, but all I can go off of is just past performance, which doesn't make me that confident. I don't think he'll show. I don't think he'll post this week.
I'm just bothered by his body language. That's all. I'm really.
You hate body language. He has no emotion, right?
I don't know if I want to say that. I want to be careful about questioning the man's toughness or his will because I don't. Again, I'm not that close. I don't know him personally.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fine line between, you know. Critiquing or analyzing his game versus just, you know, being disrespectful. And mm-hmm. I don't want to cross that line. But again, I'm not the only one that has had that observation. That's why I think there is something there. But, you know, it's up to the coaches to motivate their players, too. So but one will say he's in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He made it this far. Nobody should have to motivate you at this point.
So what are the keys for Washington Redskins victory?
I told you already.
What'd you say?
No, take shots down the field.
Okay.
With Alex Smith push the ball down the field. Somewhat contain Alvin Kamara.
Mm-hmm. Contain, that's a hard task, man.
And I think you need to, if you're on the defense, they need to create turnovers because you're not going to be able to stop Drew Brees and go point for point with Drew Brees in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not going to happen.
You can't say that. I mean, the Cleveland Browns,
But you're looking at NFL.com. I looked on.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, dude, it's Jacksonville Jaguars. I did the research.
The Cleveland Browns nearly had their game against the Saints in New Orleans. New Orleans is vulnerable in general because their defense is not very good.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Drew Brees, as good as he is, he is susceptible
to turn the ball over.
Exactly.
Oh, I know.
Now, he is looking to break a record in this game, which is very unique. And I'm guessing that the emotion of that moment is going to have the fans even crazier than they normally are, which is amazing. So you're looking at a crowd that is going to be celebrating arguably the best Saint in history. That's going to be a tough task as a coach to prepare your team. But again, you got to play all four quarters. You learned from that last season. You let up at the end, and the Saints stole the game from you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that this team needs to control the clock and also try to contain the running game. Last year, I believe that Ingram had in the game in New Orleans, Ingram had 11 carries, 134 yards. And then you had Kamara, I believe, to put in about 70 yards rushing. So they're going to have to contain those two individuals for them to win the game. If they can do that, they'll be fine. I'm sorry, Kamara had 42 yards rushing last year. If they do that, they'll be fine. But again, it's all about, like Ray said, like owning the time of possession. You have to keep Drew Brees and that running game off the field. To be honest with you, I feel that this team, their number one priority should be stopping the run. And if Drew Brees beats him, that's fine. But I think that this team will be punished heavily if Kamara and Ingram get out.
They're going to run the ball well. I don't think you can hold two backs of that caliber under 100 yards. Uh-huh. But again, it's critical things that you're going to do. Realty hit on one obvious one, which is get turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you got to do well in the red zone. Sometimes, again, the Saints, they will set up for field goals, although they score high volume of points. Mm-hmm. You hold them to field goals. That's always a win when you're playing against them. But you gotta keep the ball in your hands, man. Because Drew Brees, as much as I guess I dislike him to some degree for obvious reasons,
of course.
As I pointed out, you gotta respect him.
And again,
he's about to break a record, Peyton Manning's record.
Yeah, the all-time leading. Was it
Archie's son in New Orleans, bro? Passing, that's big, man.
Passing yardage, right?
Cooper Manning is one of his good friends.
I haven't been following.
Yeah, I think it's yardage. It's passing yardage.
Cooper Manning has been one of his good friends. What a shame. He might be at the game celebrating his brother's rival. He's not a rival, but.
Are the Skins the best in the NFC East? Lex Diamonds from Harrison Sports Radio Network will join us to discuss this after break. You listen to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Listen to All Skins, Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boy Ray Jeezy. Right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's good, Lex?
Hey, guys. What's going on, man? It's getting dark really early, man.
It's getting dark. It's light. It should be a bunch of light, man. The Skins are first place in the NFC East. You talking about it's dark? This ain't no DMX the thing. It's light out here, man.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. We're in the month of October. It's getting dark. You know what that means? We about to lose some, what they say, we about to lose an hour.
So, oh, yeah, I can't stand that myself.
It helps when you're at work during that time. Because I'm the type that I'm up all hours at night, you know. That's what I do. But Lex, this was a bye week for Washington, obviously, and we got some football to discuss. But before we move forward, I need to go off subject just a little bit. We were having a discussion, HBO boxing going away. I compared it to how NBC got out the basketball game. We do have formidable coverage with ESPN and TNT. Is it similar with now Showtime and let's say ESPN covering boxing? Will it be the same? Will that make you forget about the great coverage of HBO?
What are you guys talking about?
You know what I'm talking about? You don't know about HBO? The HBO boxing is not covering boxing no more.
It's over.
I didn't. Hey, listen, that's news to me. That's breaking news.
Why you say you told me something? What?
I told you like during the break.
He didn't know.
Yeah,
Lex, we thought you were a big boxing fan. Anyway, I guess we can move forward to the New Orleans game.
That's breaking news right there.
No, it's not.
That was like last week.
It's really
week.
Not breaking news.
Like 3 days ago.
I'm glad we told you. Now we can discuss it later. But now that you know, you should be able to tell me. We'll talk about it later, man. That just surprised me so much. It's
Ray's
cool.
Ray's hurt right now.
I'm very hurt.
Ray's hurt right
Our Ben's Chili Bowl discussion never made it to, you know, iTunes. It's okay,
It never
though.
Did, though. It never did.
Which hurt, too. So right now, I'm just riding a wave of disappointment. But the last time I was on, I spoke with you. You were very depressed after that Colts game. How you feeling now heading into this New Orleans Saints game?
Well, I guess I'm kind of, melancholy.
Stephen A, boy,
where
get him.
I am right now because, you know, we're in a position where we haven't played in a week. You kind of watch the landscape of the league and you see, you can kind of tell now who's going to be, you know, a contender and who the pretenders are. And, you know, we get to play Monday night on the road against a Saints team that has kind of giving us glimpses that they're going to be a good team, but then at times they have looked kind of suspect. And Washington can kind of, you know, they're looking in the mirror because they look really good in week one and week three, but look terrible in week two. And now they're going against the Saints, a team that really has to find some victories because Atlanta is pretty good, Carolina's pretty good, and Tampa Bay has improved. So if they want to keep pace, I guess, in the NFC conference and in their South division, they're gonna have to show improve Monday night at home. And that's going to be a crazy, crazy crowd, you know, as they try to get that victory.
Well, also, Drew Brees looking to break Peyton Manning's record on Monday night, which I'm sure he'll break it. He needs, what,
like
201
yards? Yeah, 200 about, oh, it's
so,
about 200 yards.
You know that crowd's going to be even more raucous. But you pointed out some key things. One of the biggest issues for New Orleans Saints is their defense is not very good. They're 24th in total defense. They give up 30 points a game. Washington has a chance to exploit that defense. The Washington should score, and they look better in the red zone against Green Bay. I expect Adrian Peterson to have a chip on his shoulder considering how his career ended or his New Orleans, his brief stint in New Orleans ended. So you have some storylines there. And you have, again, a defense that's not very good. Washington, on the other hand, is a top three defense for now. it's a good matchup. And as Cleveland's shown, you can challenge them at home.
Yeah, you can challenge them. And I think it'll be a great test for the defense of the Redskins to see if they are really a top 10 defense. We did see Cleveland, you know, do a really good job defensively against New Orleans. Now we're going to see if this Redskins defense can stop the pass. We're going to really see Josh Norman earn his money, and we're going to see if he's really a top 10 cornerback as he has proclaimed to be. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see if we can keep the same pace as the Saints. We do know the Saints are going to score some points. But we hope that the defense can kind of slow them down a bit and put some pressure on Drew Brees.
So, you know, you're using the Saints passing game as an issue for the Redskins defense. On the flip side, I think it's the run game that's going to be an issue more than the passing game. I think that when you got Mark Ingram coming back out of suspension for this game, this is a guy who had only 11 carries, had 134 yards last season in that victory that the Saints had against the Skins on a comeback. And also with Kamara, we all seen what Kamara did last week against the Giants. So to me, just because of what I've seen with the Redskins running game, I believe opponents have averaged 4.5 yards per rush against this Redskins rush defense. So you're looking at two guys, a two-headed monster that can be very effective against this Redskins run defense. I think they need to shore that up. If they can contain Kamara and Ingram, I think they have a good chance, a really good chance of winning the game. If they don't contain them, I think they definitely lose and they get blown out.
Well, it might be a long Monday night because I don't see nobody containing Kamara. He's the best. He's best pound for pound player, offensive weapon, I think, right now, outside of that guy in Kansas City, the quarterback Patrick Mahomes,
and that guy L.A. Gurley. That boy Gurley's.
I think it's Ezekiel Elliott, but I think dual threat maybe. You might be right.
Yeah. That boy Gurley ain't no joke, though.
I think he's pretty good. Todd Gurley, he's a pretty good back. I mean, but he's always been a good back. You know what I'm saying? When he was at Georgia, he did tremendous work. I mean, we expected him to come in the league and kind of dominate. Yeah, we didn't expect Kamara to come in the league.
No, no one did.
He was an unknown.
Yeah, no one did.
And obviously, he's the best running back, I think, right now, pound for pound, because he's a threat not only on the ground, but he can catch that football and create another issue for Washington. So we have to make sure the linebackers are playing their assignment and making sure that this guy, you know, doesn't get 15 catches. Really resembles Chris Thompson, you know, in their style with the pass, you know, the way the Redskins use Chris Thompson. New Orleans used him the same way. Yeah, if you remember when they had Darren Sproles, they would throw to the running back.
That's true.
And Kamara could be lethal if Washington does not do a good job of containing him. And that's the one I'm worried about. I'm not really worried about Ingram because he hasn't played, but I'm worried about Kamara because I don't really think we have an answer for him.
And no team really has an answer for him. But, again, I think it's about getting pressure on the quarterback. Also, you know, personnel-wise, do you make some adjustments? We were talking about in our previous segment how it may not be wise to have Mason Foster covering Kamara out the backfield. So you need to make adjustments as a coaching staff preparing for this dynamic playmaker who, once he gets the ball in his hands, he's hard to get down.
He's a problem.
And also, I mean, he's just extremely fast. But he is a system guy. And New Orleans knew exactly what they were getting.
Mm-hmm.
When Adrian Peterson was a member of the New Orleans Saints, there were rumblings from training camp, like, wait a minute, we might have made a mistake because this Kamara kid is going to be starting soon. That's how much we like him. And as a matter of fact, when I was playing fantasy football last year, I picked him up even before he got inserted into the starting lineup because I knew it was coming. So the Saints have been preparing this. I had to give myself some kudos. Next, my bad. But he has, up until last week, that was his biggest game last
game. He really hasn't been so as impactful.
I think teams have had that season of tape to look at on him, and I think that helps. So it comes down to coaching and strategizing.
And the question is, did you pick him up for your fantasy team this year?
No, I didn't draft at all. I did auto draft because I was in two leagues that drafted, one on a Thursday during the day. Who does that?
I know.
And another one on Labor Day in the Urban Sports Scene League, which was a holiday, and I was out with my family. You know,
it's okay. We'll do real things. I played against Kamara over the weekend, so I had a bad day.
And that usually is a telltale sign of how teams will do in real life, the fantasy football world. Believe it or not, you know, I used to think fantasy football was for geeks. And then I realized what it actually was about. It's actually about the productivity of individual players. And Kamara is one of the most productive players in fantasy.
You got it.
And if you're playing fantasy this week, I'm probably buying Kamara against the Redskins defense.
Yeah, yeah, especially if Mason Foster's checking him. If Mason Foster checking him better.
My issue with what? With what we're saying, how our discussion is going, is everything is about the Saints.
Yeah. Oh, it's not
mine. What strengths do the Redskins bring to
easily.
This game?
Bruh. Like, it's like Alex Smith is the quarterback. They have the Saints secondary is porous. So here's an opportunity for Alex Smith to exploit the Saints with, like you mentioned, Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson, just how we talk about Kamara, Chris Thompson is going to be a problem for the Saints.
Absolutely.
Just how we talk, Jordan Reed is healthy. The Saints didn't see Jordan Reed last season. Reed will be there. Vernon Davis gave him issues last year. So the Saints defense will have to be, just like how we're talking about the Saints, they have to worry about the Washington Redskins offensively because the Redskins weapons pose a threat to that Saints defense.
And I think that's the defense against New Orleans. You have to, if you're Washington, you have to stay on the field as much as possible on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
And basically keep Drew Brees, you know, and then offense off the field. Because we saw what happened a week ago when Aaron Rodgers was, you know, kind of like on a gimpy leg and on a wet field, and he still had a pretty good game against the Redskins.
Yeah, that's Aaron Rodgers, though.
Playing in the dome. It's going to be on Monday night in front of everybody and record night for him. So we have to keep the pressure on him, and we also have to you know, protect the football and keep the football and try to win the time of possession. What? I think third down is going to be so important in this game on Monday.
But I think you tackled a cool thing, though, on the low. Like, this Redskins team has played against two quality quarterbacks. I mean, one of them is the best quarterback in football, in my opinion, in terms of pure talent and ability, and Aaron Rodgers even being hurt. And also Andrew Luck, a guy that, you know, has done it before and done it at a high level. So they're prepared to play a quarterback like Drew Brees. It's not like they've played like Stan Bradford for three straight games, right? They've played two good quarterbacks over the last couple of weeks. So this defense should be used to seeing quarterback play at the highest level. It's not, you know what I mean? So in that aspect, I think this team is very prepared. They should be prepared.
Yeah, and I guess the thing that will concern me the most is that no-huddle offense that New Orleans will run. And that's where, you know, your defense, they have to really play their assignments and, you know, really be assertive and paying attention because, you know, you're going to be rotating players in and out, defensive line. That's something Washington is very successful at, and that's rotating that defensive line. The Saints will probably try to speed the game up so that the Redskins won't be able to get settled in the game and just kind of make those switches that have been successful so far. But, you know, hopefully, man, I hope Jay Gruden has a wild card in his back pocket because I think this game means so much for Washington if they can go on the road, knock off the Saints in front of the nation, and then come back home, you know, because they got a stretch of games, you know, like Atlanta, they got Carolina coming up, and the Cowboys. So, you know, they got a stretch of games where they're very important because they're all NFC games. And right now, Washington is undefeated in the NFC conference, which is very important.
It's always
when it starts to get down to, you know, playoff seasons and things like that. I know it's too early to even use the P word, but we have to start thinking about it because the Giants are terrible, the Cowboys are terrible, and the Eagles are still trying to figure it out, and they've got a quarterback who's coming back from injury. They don't have receivers, so they're trying to find some answers. So Washington has a great opportunity to kind of take advantage and take hold of that NFC East division.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. So, Lex, you mentioned this a little bit. If the Redskins get a victory over the Saints on Monday night, what will the perception be nationally of this team?
Well, I think where the people's mind will go is that this is a very good team, a team that's going to be in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to be in the same conversation with the Rams or the Vikings because everyone watched that the other night. That was probably the best game that I've probably watched in a while in the NFL. But the Chicago Bears are right now, they're the darlings, I think, of the NFC. Mm-hmm. I think Washington is a dark horse and, you know, kind of flying under the radar. A win over New Orleans pretty much, I think, sealed their fate because, you know, I think they've already lost a couple of division games. So, you know, for New Orleans, this is a must-win game. It's early. I know it's October, mm-hmm. but this is a must-win game in my opinion, for both teams.
All right, so we spoke about this in the prior segment, Lex, and you mentioned a little bit. What are the keys to a Redskins victory?
The key is, one is Adrian Peterson's got to have success on first and second downs, running the football. We need him to be in the 4 to 6 range, you know, per carry would be very, you know, very helpful. I think a handful of a lot of Chris Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Just full speed, give Chris Thompson the ball. We know Jordan Reed is going to be a major contributor for the offense. And, you know, with Alex, just keep protecting the football, I think, on the offensive side of the ball. Protect the football. I think he's done a pretty good job so far of kind of managing things. And then on the defensive side, really just win the third down battle because I think that's where Washington has kind of struggled. When they played Indianapolis a couple weeks ago,
yeah, agree.
Every third down, it seemed like Andrew Luck was able to find one of his receivers and make a big play.
Yeah, I agree.
So we have to shut them down on that third down and try to you know, just keep pressure and make Drew Brees uncomfortable.
Well, Lex, man, we appreciate you being on the show, my man. Before we let you go, let our listeners know what's going on in Lexland.
Well, I'm going to tell you, this weekend is homecoming, so I'll be at Morgan State, and you'll hear my voice on the stadium announcer for Morgan State, so that's where I'll be this weekend. And then the following weekend is Bowie State's homecoming, and I'll be there at my alma mater, and that'll be a huge game, Bowie State taking on Virginia State. Really, that's the battle for the CIAA crown. So Bowie's got to avenge last season's loss against the defending champion. So we'll see, man. Next 2 weeks is all about homecoming.
All right. So what's going on in Lex's business though? What's going on? What's going on? Let our listeners know about you on social media.
Hey, if you want to follow me, it's Lex Diamonds without the A on Twitter and Instagram. And you know, with me, I could be talking about anything from politics to fashion to entertainment, music, of course, sports. Mm-hmm. Basketball season is back underway, so you might hear me talking about my Lakers.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that later. I'm excited about my Lakers, too. But we'll talk about that later. Hey, Lex, man, I appreciate you for being on. You take it easy. Stay blessed, my man.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Anytime,
Lex. Thanks, Lex.
All right, man. Once again, that is Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. He's that dude, man. Helps us out every week with the Urban Sports Thing, our weekly contributor. But up next, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Thing. See you after the break.
I try to make it next month sooner, man.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray and Wally are your hosts. Will T. He left us last segment, to be honest with you. But make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. Also, do the same for us on Google Play. We are now on Google Play, so search All Skins Everything on Google Play. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave a message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll play your message on our show. We have Facebook and Twitter comments. One of the questions is from the diehard Redskins family Facebook group. Actually, not a question. We posed the question: could the Saints game be Dotson's breakout game? Chuck Sanders said no. Dotson is a mediocre talent who doesn't run routes very well. He was drafted because he's big and fast. do you think Dotson? Do you think Dotson won't show up against the Saints?
It's hard to say. It wouldn't be necessarily surprising considering his ability. We talked about that, but
yeah,
he's been so quiet this season that no one's expecting it. So in some ways, for many, I guess it will be a surprise.
Yeah. So see, I watched Dotson in college, and I thought he was a good route runner in college in TCU. But he does need to step up on Monday. So I agree on that in that standpoint, Chuck, that he needs to step up on Monday night. Ryle Shane said he can't, in terms of Dotson, he can't throw it to himself. He broke open a couple of times against the Packers. I didn't see that. I wasn't sure. I mean, I didn't see that against the Packers. But I know
you were there in person, right?
Yeah, I didn't see him break open. I just know that the pass interference calls, he got open, but you know, Williams had to grab on Dotson. So I felt that Dotson had his own impact in his own little way. I think that. To me, he was impactful in getting those pass interference calls. On our Facebook page and Twitter, we asked the question for the keys to a Skins victory. George said, hitch his wagon on to Adrian Peterson. You know he will be motivated to stick it to Sean Payton. The Saints offense looks nearly impossible to stop, so let's dominate the time of possession and keep the offense off the field.
Common theme.
And the Redskins will probably need 28 points minimum to win. Holding the Saints to 24 would be good. Would be a good day for the defense.
Yeah, it's basically what everyone has said so far. The show, Will, myself, you, Lex, definitely, we all agree. Keep that offense off the field.
And my man Daryl, on Twitter, he's D Wavy. Is that Dirt? That's Super Daryl's name. D Wavy on Twitter.
I don't think so.
It's the Wavy. Yeah, D Wavy. gotta put up 7. Field goals don't matter against guys like Breeze, Brady, and Rodgers.
Yeah. Every week for the Redskins, you want to see them score in the red zone, touchdowns in the red zone, definitely because of the issues they had under Gruden.
No, I agree. I agree that when you're going against guys who score 7, I agree. Like when you're going against guys who take advantage of mistakes like Breeze, Brady, and Rodgers, it's best to put up 7 because your defense can't hold it down forever. So it's good to put up 7. But we appreciate your comments. Keep hitting us up on our social media platforms. We appreciate you all. But it's about time to wrap this show up. Ray, you got anything you want to say before we wrap it up?
Great show.
Mm-hmm.
Look forward to next week seeing how the Redskins perform on this big Monday night stage.
Yeah, we need the Skins to win, man. I need the Skins to win. As the only Skins fan on the show, I need the Skins to win. Because that would be great for I want to see the national coverage on the team saying, like, this team is a true contender. Because I believe they do win their contender.
According to Madden, the Redskins will win this game. And there's no shock here if they win. Again, the Saints are vulnerable. The Saints just score a lot.
Yeah.
That's what they've done.
And I will say this for Redskins fans who are listening. This game should be different. It's not like the Colts. This team respects their opponent a little bit more. But anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports saying for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie. Swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, let the leader to the swag.